Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbus and T-Mac.
Petey pops that one into the opposite field. Ozuna's got it. Bohm's going to try it. Here he comes, and he's safe at the plate. Wow! On a shallow fly ball into left field, they roll the dice with Ozuna's arm, and Bohm is able to score on a bang-bang play at the plate.
Shallow left field, the throw.
Wow. Oh, I don't know. Man, it's close. It might have looked like Bohm's foot came up.
We are joined by our Fan Rockies analyst, Ryan Spielborgs, joining us courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. And I'm going to get to this Phillies-Braves thing in a second, Spilly. But were you and Sully doing the play-by-play? And did I catch that right? Like, it was you and Corey show over the weekend?
Yeah, it was. It was fun. We Drew went to go see his son play baseball. Jenny welcomed a new child.
Yes,
and Huey was gone for the weekend. So it just worked out where Corey and I got a chance to do the game. It was an absolute thrill. I do say this, like, there's a couple feelings that I had when you're doing a game remotely and that's your first time ever doing play-by-play. there are some serious nerves because, you know, like, I it's so hard to explain until you sat in that chair and you did it.
Yeah.
Like, I never understood what it felt like to do play-by-play. I never ever figured that part out. And then when you're in that chair, you feel like somewhat responsible for the game. Like, you want to call straight. You want to make sure that you're, because like I'll give you an example, like Alan Trejo made his major league debut and you know, it's going to be Corey and I talking about it. And if he ever goes back and watches the tape, like, we better be talking about Alan Trejo and not, you know, about my cat eating my dog food. Right. Like, so there's responsibility towards the game. And that was really a feel that I've never had before. And it was really fun.
Well, I think you guys did a great job. It just, you know, I tuned in a little bit late. I just didn't know what was happening. So it took me a couple seconds just to, what the hell's going on? But I sort of
can you feel
it
the
out.
Condescending tone here, Ryan?
No,
can you feel it?
Condescending.
Ryan, were you doing play by play?
If these two jamokes can do it, why can't I do it? Yeah, like, I totally
no
get
way.
It.
I was pumped for you. Were you the main play by play guy, or were you sharing it with Corey? Was it mostly you?
Yeah, it was mostly me, but it was totally organic. I mean,
we were
just trying to be two ball players watching a game, trying not to, like, step on each other's toes. And,
right.
You know, Corey and I, we were teammates for years. Corey and I have known each other for 20 years.
Wow.
You know, we're just two guys watching ball games that, like, how we talk when we're at the, when we're watching the game together. That's literally all we did. We just basically talked about what we saw for 3 hours, 2 days in a row, and it was so much fun. I'm like, I'm telling you, it was
that's awesome.
Crummy games. They were brutal games.
Yeah,
the Rockies' offense was not good. they're not playing well, but we had fun doing it.
Love it, Ryan. Let's go back to last week. I'm just curious to get your thoughts on the whole Nolan situation, and you know, how did you feel when you heard him talking about the curtain call or lack thereof in with the Rockies, and I guess Adam Wainwright's comments as well. What was your takeaway from it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everything is kind of like salt in the wound at this point. I think the most important aspect for me, I mean, we've seen some great moments with Nolan in front of Coors Field faithful, and, you know, the fans have treated him, you know, really, really, really well. So, like I said last week, I think I was asked this, you know, last week, what stink was the reaction to Wainwright saying, oh, he's sending me videos. I think when you look at the game and you understand this from the NFL perspective, these guys are all intertwined. Everyone's intertwined. And, you know, whether you played on an all-star team with somebody or had a Nike trip together, these guys all have each other's cell phones and interact. And there is way more interaction between players than people think. And sometimes it does go as far as, like, sending a video and, you know, like, hey, check out my swing. What do you got?
Yep.
That's very routine. So, you know, acting
that's
like
what
that's
I was saying.
That has never... it never happened before, but I was disappointed. I was disappointed to hear that. I was disappointed to hear, you know, the reaction that, you know, I haven't had an ovation like this.
Right.
I'm trying not to take it out of context, but I think when you have this, you know, separation and marriage ending, that a lot of things just don't feel good, mm-hmm. Regardless of if it was not intention to be a slight towards Rocky's fans.
Any other questions? That's a good question. It was we went back and forth on it, Spilly, to be honest with you, because I felt like it was unneeded. Like, why take a shot at the Rockies fans? And Tyler felt differently about it. And I think he was taking a shot at the Rockies fans. It was, like, weird.
I didn't want to take a shot at Rockies fans. I just didn't feel like he was intentionally taking a shot.
Well,
I,
yeah. That's how it came across to me. And, Spilly, you too, a little bit, at least.
I think it does come across that way. You know, and that's why I said I was disappointed with how it came across. I don't think it was intention to come across that way. But because it did, you know, like it's still salt in the wound, right? Like no matter what.
Yep.
You have a great player that goes somewhere else and says that it's better here than it was there. And, you know, that part's disappointing.
Hey, so
it's hard to hear.
Tyler and I were yelling at each other so much about this, and Tyler's birthday was over the weekend. So I just said, screw it. I bought him a Arenado Cardinals jersey.
I love it. I can't wait for it to ride.
If you just want to, you know, if you just want to root against the hometown team,
I'm not rooting against the Rockies. I just don't care.
Go all
Sorry,
the way.
Sorry, Ryan. I just don't care right now.
Go all the way.
I mean, give me a reason to care. Have things been going? How was the weekend, Ryan?
Well, the weekend wasn't very good. You know, the Rockies scored four runs. Here's what I say, and I mean this. It is hard to be a Rockies fan right now, and I recognize that, and I get it. And whatever, you know, wherever you want to point a finger or something like that, that's fine. It was earned. But from my perspective, and I say this all the time, the guys throwing on the uniform, and you know this, the guys throwing on the uniform are doing their best.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, whether there's not enough, you know, to beat the Dodgers or the Giants on the road, so be it. You know, like that is part of the game. It's a part of the cycle. I would not, you know, as a fan of the game, and if you really love the game, regardless of you know, the players in the uniforms know that that's their, you know, it's their livelihood. It's something that they throw on a uniform, and it's an honor to put on that uniform, regardless of what team it is. You know, the fact that there's less than 20,000 major leaguers in the history of the game, it's never lost upon somebody. Just like during the broadcast, it wasn't lost upon Corey and I that were calling a game of Major League Baseball, and so we totally understand what's going on, and I certainly, you know, I don't disparage any fan or anybody for not being happy with the current situation. That's totally okay. As long as you continue to root for baseball, I'm fine with it.
Well, at least you got the replay system figured out.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Are you trying to poke the bear? So,
you know, so I mean, Ryan, hey, listen, if I'm going to do it behind your back, I might as well do it when we got you on that air as well, you know?
That was so embarrassing.
Well, I'm all for if you're, I'm, you know, I don't stab me in the back, stab me in the chest. I'm all for that. So, if that is how I am, too. If the more and more you get to know me, I do. I tell it to you straight. So here's my proposal for Major League Baseball. I'm really disappointed with the replay system. I think it's been, you know, we have a league that's so worried about time and saving time and trying to cut games down. Save it with that. Like, I'm so sick and tired of hearing that. The game is called a pastime because there is no time for Major League Baseball. It's pastime. So when you think about the replay system and what it truly is, the spirit of it, I get. You don't want the Don Dinkinger at first. You don't want the Armando Galarraga perfect game blown. But watching, you know, through 1/1000th of a frame to see if somebody came on or off the bag, that's some junk, and I don't appreciate that. So I'd much rather, if I was to have a compromise, throw the replay in the trash and give me the robo-ump. And the reason why I'm going to give the robo-ump.
All right.
The reason why I'm going to say the robo-ump makes a lot more sense is because if you look, and there's Twitter followers out there, go to umpire umpire auditor or umpire scorecard. And I never, because we have some really good umpires that are here from Colorado, but they're scoring between an 88 and 94% accuracy rate.
Mm-hmm.
If you can have 100% accuracy on the strike zone, wouldn't that speed up the game
and
be fine with not being 100% accurate on calls at the plate or calls it around the bases that take 3 minutes to reveal anyways and to get it wrong? So to me, if you're trying to speed up pace of play, give me a universal strike zone and get rid of the replay.
Love it.
Spilly, we'll keep on chugging, and good job with you and Corey, and way to go. I really enjoyed the broadcast, so we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, buddy.
If I could do it, you could do it.
Ryan Spilborgs, courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. We have the strangest twist going on with the NFL and these pro days. Football at 4 is next.